Welcome back to Urbanoosa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Interesting bus trip to Grand Forks. Kind of a crazy day. The bus breaks down. We get a new bus. We make it here just on time. Your team's faced a little bit of those kind of things on Fridays, haven't they?
Well, it's kind of going around everything based on what we're seeing here with our technology, right, Kelly? you got to adapt and overcome, and that's what we're doing. Adversity comes your way, you just deal with it and you go on. But no, we're excited to play. We're looking forward to it.
All right, your penalty kill this year so far, I know it's early, best in the nation right now at 96%. You guys haven't given up a power play goal since the Syracuse weekend. What does that say to your team, knock on wood, about special teams here so far this season?
Well, certainly the penalty kill's done an outstanding job, and I want to give Amber Frickland just a load of credit for that. She works with them, spends a lot of time reviewing video with them and just showing them tendencies of our opponents. But again, it's the players on the ice and just going about doing the things they need to do. Our motto is to outwork the penalty kill, and they've done a great job of that. And they get out and they work hard. They've got good sticks. Again, they're sacrificing themselves. They're going to put themselves in the path of the shot whenever they can. And certainly, Britt's been our best penalty killer. So having her back there is huge. But again, everybody that's worked on that penalty kill unit has done a great job.
Your team's been awful resilient. Last weekend, came back from a pair of two-goal deficits on Saturday night to tie it up. You get that point in the shootout. Was that a moral victory, or what did you tell your team after that?
Well, not a moral victory. I just told them I was just real proud of them to just based on how Duluth was playing, based on the way the game was going, to be down 3-1, late in the second period, it could have been easy just to fold the tents and start look forward to next week. But they just kept battling. We got a big power play goal there, a 5-on-3. Emma Terrace made it 3-2, and we were able to carry that momentum into the third and got a real nice, again, Emma on just a 5-on-5, a hard work goal. And those are the things that as coaches you like to see. And obviously, we tell the team, hey, if we have that kind of battle all the time and we're always going to be in games. I mean, that's what we preach. So to see it happen on the ice against a very good Duluth team was big. And again, obviously you'd like to win the shootout, but we're certainly going to take that point. We learn from it. Again, it was like I said, to get those to come back like we did was just a good sign for this team, because we do have some young players on it, and to be going against a tough opponent like that and come back was. Hopefully it'll be something that we can look to, and it's going to be a real catapult for us.
Well, your team's still ranked right now in the national polls. I know we all say it's kind of a popularity contest, but do you feel like you're getting some respect from the rest of college hockey for how you've been playing so far this year?
I don't know about, obviously last year's season certainly helped to have us in the conversation initially. Getting the win against Minnesota helped. The two wins in Syracuse, those things help. But obviously the Ivies are just getting going now. Some of them only played two games. So certainly if we can maintain that, continue to be in the top 10, that would be huge. But that's not our that's not our goal. We just want to keep getting better as a team. And like I told the group after last weekend, we got better. Now let's work hard this week and see if we can't take another step.
Well, your opponent this weekend, North Dakota, has a very young team, a lot like yours. What are their strengths compared to your team's strengths coming into the weekend?
Well, obviously very well coached. Brian and staff been here for a long time, and they've been in contention nationally. Obviously, they've been a top four team in this league for a long time. He's got some excellent players. I think their strengths on their blue line. All their defense are real, real good players. They liked carrying the puck. Krasaniak's a national team player, and I'm sure she's heading off to the the Four Nations here after this weekend. So I think that's where their strength lies. But they have some good forwards as well. They've got some Europeans like they always do, some new ones that we haven't seen that I'm hearing that are very, very good. So, we know it's going to be a hard-fought game. They tend to be physical. The two programs met in the playoffs, I think, maybe three years in a row prior to my arrival. So I know there's a lot of history that – obviously, when you play teams in the playoffs like that, you're going to develop a pretty good rivalry. So I think that's still there with this team, the fact that we're as close as we are in terms of our location. So, it's always a big weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Taking a look at your lineups, a couple of interesting changes. I see Natalie Stanwood up front and Brianna Jordy down next to Lisa Lighty on the blue line. What made you decide to put Nat up there on forward?
Well, unfortunately, Kiki Radke suffered an injury Saturday against Duluth, and still waiting on the final determination on what her outlook is going to be. But we only had 12 forwards in the lineup basically from the start of the year. So we knew if there was an injury, we were going to have to slide somebody from the blue line up. And we just think right now that Natalie gives us the best opportunity to have four solid lines. And to her credit, she's jumped at it and she's worked real hard and spent some extra time with Amber. And I'm looking forward to it because she certainly looked good in practice, and we'll see how things transpire in the game.
What is it gonna take to get a win here tonight in Grand Forks?
Well, we talked about the issues we've had on Friday, and I said, you know what, let's just go out and see if we can't have the best first period of the year tonight. That should be our focus. Let's just go out having a great first 20, and see what happens. We'll go from there. I mean, obviously, we know we're gonna have to play real hard. We're gonna have to be hard to play against on our end. Do all the things that make our team hard to play against in terms of our end. But I think neutral zone, we want to make sure we limit our turnovers. We want to make sure we get the puck off of the defenseman's stick as quick as we can. We don't want to let Krasaniak and Hershey go end-to-end. So those will be some keys for us in terms of trying to slow them down. And then obviously we want to spend as much time in their end and try to create as much chaos around Shaw as we can to see if we can't get a couple greasy ones.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.